Put the words jail and county in a sentence in Western Oregon, and the sentence will often include the word money as well, with a modifier in there about how little of that is available for the jail. The money woes of Oregon counties are well documented, largely the result of decades of dependence on federal timber receipts. With little timber being cut these days, there's little money. Klamath County is not exactly Western Oregon, but it's also not exactly in the pink of financial health either. It's been forced to cut back public safety and other programs. Now a group called COPS, Citizens Organized for Public Safety, is working on a plan to increase county jail capacity. Randy L. Shaw is the chairperson of COPS, Citizens Organized for Public Safety, and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Randy, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Could you describe...
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good.
Could you describe generally the situation at the Klamath County Jail?
Well, currently we're fine. It's open at full capacity, and actually this particular year the sheriff was able to find savings enough to, I think he returned $678,000 back to the general fund out of his operating budget for the year 2012-2013. But in July, things take a turn for the worst, I guess you could say. We originally were able to fund the jail through some through the use of some road funds, and you may be familiar with what took place there. The state legislature passed some type of a special dispensation for allowing counties to use road funds out of their road funds to make up the shortfall for running their jails.
Right. It was for a limited time, though, wasn't it? And did that money have to be repaid?
No, that hasn't been decided yet. That is something that's been out there, but I don't believe that that's been decided that that's how it has to be. But yeah, it was. It was for just 2 years, and I think we have 1 year left if we chose to do that. But I don't, that's not sound fiscal policy, and certainly not the way to go to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. So certainly it's got to be a concern for a lot of counties. I think especially the timber counties, as they call us in Oregon. As far as paying for public safety.
Now, we should point out that Klamath County is one of the ONC counties, one of the 18, which is half the Oregon counties, that were part of that whole timber pie that was set up for Western Oregon County. So Klamath County has seen a reduction from those timber receipts through the ONC organization.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes.
So what has been the situation with jail capacity then and with any ripple effect on crime rate in Klamath County?
Well, when we went through this jail closure where they call it pods A, B, and C, that's full capacity or full amount of the jail available, during the time that previous to our current sheriff, Mr. Tim Evinger was our previous sheriff, and he approached the county commissioners to get a certain amount of money out of the budget, and they didn't have it, and we went through a prolonged period of back and forth and finger pointing and etc. And basically what ended up happening out of that was they had to close two pods of the jail. When that took place, crime rate skyrocketed by 40%, and of course we had a lot of citizens being broken into. What takes place there is the criminal is captured, we'll say, or arrested. He goes into the system, or she, go into the system. They get booked, and then they get released because they don't have any place to keep them. Of course, the really, I guess you'd call threat to society, those real hardcore people, they are maintained there, and that's why there's no room to put some of the other folks that you end up arresting. So when they go back out on the street, why then the next thing they do is commit another crime, and then they come back in and they're booked again, and then they're released, and it turns into a revolving door. The second thing that happens to you there is it's really it's an eroding of the confidence of the people that are serving the public as police officers. Pretty soon, they are in confrontational situations with these people because they realize that you can't do anything to them, and so then they become hard to control. Is basically what happens, and they get into it. You get into a situation where they actually gain confidence over what's going to happen to them, and then of course they don't show up for their. They don't show up for their next hearing, and you have then a whole series of processes that take place when that doesn't happen. I don't recall the numbers precisely, but it costs a certain amount of money just to book someone. So when that person comes in, goes back out the back door, and then is back there, in some cases we had people that were being arrested in the same day they were released. You then spend that money again to book them, and then they go back out. And this turns into quite an expense in itself as far as the cost of dealing with that type of situation. So that's where we were before we were able to tap into the road funds. We had one pod open, and I think we were reduced to, it was either two or three patrolmen. And we're about 16,000 square miles is what Klamath County is.
It is a big county. For the folks who aren't aware of it, Klamath County extends from the California border all the way up to a junction with Lane County. That's how tall it is, north and south.
Yeah, it's I think the second or third largest county in area in the state. So we had three patrolmen for all of that, and you know, you get into a situation where somebody calls 911. There's really nobody to send out there.
Indeed, and I can certainly see the effect, as you were talking about, with people who are taken into custody. It's like, well, you can take me into custody now, but I'll be back out a few hours from now.
Right.
Randy Shaw is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He chairs COPS, Citizens Organized for Public Safety in Klamath County. We're talking about a proposal to restore some jail capacity lost in Klamath County. Join us on the Exchange if you'd like to discuss this issue. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Have there been votes, Randy, to try to restore some of the lost funding to public safety in Klamath County?
You know, at this point, no. There haven't been, primarily because the funds from the road fund were made available during the time that, between the gap that we're sitting in now. So there haven't been any previous votes on this particular part of it. Now, there's been task forces that have been commissioned by the county commissioners to study the issue and come up with results or come up with some concepts to handle this situation. We had a public safety committee that met for almost 18 months, about a year and a half, and they filed a white paper report to the county commissioners with their thoughts on how to resolve some of these issues. And let's not forget that public safety is just not a jail. You know, public safety is patrol. Public safety is fire. You know, your fire stations or your fire districts and so forth like that. Public safety is the district attorney's office. Public safety is juvenile. You know, all these things work together to provide safety for the citizens in any particular county or city or municipality, however you want to define it. So, you know, those things are all out there. Now, when you talk to the law enforcement heads of the sheriff's department, city police department, state police, they'll tell you one thing about public safety. The hub of public safety is the jail. Everybody utilizes that jail, be it the state police, be it the city police department, be it the county sheriff's department. Now, the county sheriff's department is tasked with that particular facility as theirs, truly. But all law enforcement people use that facility to house their folks, their bad folks, and so they will all tell you the same thing. That's the hub of the public safety as far as law enforcement goes. And that in effect was why we focused on the jail to begin with. After talking and going and interviewing the different lead officers in the sheriff's department and in the city police department, it was obvious that that's the place you needed to spend your time. And let me go back just one second here. You know, if you have a district attorney's office that prosecutes someone, and they don't have any place to put him, what's the district attorney's office's use? What, you know, how can they be effective without that particular facility? So there's a lot of things that are tied to that, and can make a lot of difference in the way that the different agencies operate and how they go about their business.
Obviously, the interest of cops, citizens organized for public safety, is similar to the interests of the public safety committee you talked about that met for 18 months. Did cops arise out of that process? Is it connected other than by the shared interest?
The answer to that is sort of. I'll back up just a second. After they filed their white paper report with the county commissioners, there was really no action taken by the commissioners on that report. None of the recommendations were put into action or put into play, and things just kind of simmered. Now, we had, you know, elections, and, you know, we had changes in, we had a complete overhaul of our county commissioners during that same time frame. So, you know, to say that, you know, those guys just kind of turned a deaf ear to this, that's certainly not true to a point. However, there was no action taken on those recommendations. With the advent of a new sheriff and his department coming on, he began to look at everything, every single aspect of his department and the jail. It wasn't too long after that that he saw a need to get something going, because the clock is ticking. And we know that come next July, if we don't have something in place, then there's going to be what it would appear to be some pretty drastic cuts. Now, let's remember that the commissioners have said we are absolutely not going to take any more money out of this road fund. And this all took place at the last budget hearings and the last budget cycle that was done. There were rooms full of citizens saying, you know, what are we going to do about this jail? What are we going to do about law enforcement in our county? As we're familiar, there's some of the other counties in this state that are suffering through this very dilemma right now. In fact, Josephine County is in a situation where they have virtually no patrol and no sheriff department to speak of, other than I believe the sheriff himself and maybe one or two other people, and they have no jail. And we have the same situation in Curry County.
All right, there is a jail, but it's just not it doesn't have much capacity at all.
Right. Yeah, that's right. There's a jail. It's just not being utilized at its fullest capacity. Same thing is going on in Curry County. And we've had the state legislature step in and say, okay, you know, they passed that law in the last session that I'm not familiar with the exact wording, but I know that what the action part of that law is, that if people can't be kept safe by their county, then the state will step in.
The state can essentially say this is an emergency, and they can start assessing things like income taxes, which the commissioners would have to have some buy-in to. But essentially the voters would be forced to pay for the services one way or the other. And I'm guessing that what you're talking about here is you want to get ahead of that and not have that happen in Klamath County.
Right. I don't think that that's where it's not a responsible way to handle things. I mean, that's number one. Number two, I don't think any local government wants to have the state or federal government tell them how to protect their citizens. I think that's really kind of where where the rubber meets the road, in so to speak, is there. You know, if you have to depend on that to happen, then it would seem to me that you've gone down the wrong road here. That is why we're doing what we're doing. We're attempting to get in front of this thing, and to do it in a way that the citizens have, you know, a say so in the process. I think that's also very important. Look, if you don't want to be protected, okay, then I guess that's up to you, but the state's going to say, oh, no, you will be protected.
Randy L. Shaw is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He chairs COPS, Citizens Organized for Public Safety in Klamath County. We're talking about an idea developing through COPS that would provide some additional jail space in Klamath County and how that would all work. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 or in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So the idea is not so much a property tax levy, but something else. What are you working on, Randy?
Well, we're working on a fee, and we spent, I think I should say, we spent 6 months, one day a week for 6 months, studying this thing, looking at it from all different perspectives. We interviewed other counties. We've talked with Clackamas County, Josephine County, Jackson County, several other of the counties that are looking at various ways of funding these types of activities. And we came up with what we thought was a fair and equitable way to pay for this. And I'll say too, there are some other municipalities primarily out there that do some type of fee structure for the collection of some type of funds to take care of certain budget entities that they have. Jacksonville is a good example of that. Jacksonville has a fee that they charge. I don't recall exactly the usage of it and so forth, but they attach that to their water bill. And so if you get Jacksonville water, city water, then you pay a fee. And I think they fund, I can't remember what it is they're funding, but through that fee structure, they're funding certain aspects of their community.
So how big a fee are we talking about for Klamath County?
Well, this would be $144 a year.
Or $12
a month. $12
a month,
mm-hmm. Yeah, which would raise about $5.6 million. Mm-hmm. That's a little over what we really need for the jail, but there's some cost to set up and so forth like that, because the county's got to set up some type of a collection mechanism, and they have to, you know, determine how they're well, not just determine, but how are they going to collect it, and then they've got to fund that mechanism in order to get that done.
So it wouldn't necessarily be collected with the property taxes, or would it?
Well, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
if you collect it with property taxes, it becomes an ad valorem tax.
Ah.
That's the way the law reads. So it's got to be a separate fee. Now, could you take and put a receipt or an invoice in with your property taxes and mail it out? Yes, you could. What you couldn't do is you couldn't threaten someone to or take action to take away somebody's property if they didn't pay it. And really, therein lies one of the real rubs to the whole concept is how do you do the collection? And when people don't pay, what do you do? And how do you deal with that? What we decided was that, and we worked, we put a 10% underpay factor into our initial collections and how much that was going to cost. What we decided though was that you would take the fee. When somebody doesn't pay, you go through a collections action, just maybe very similar to what a credit card would do or something in that manner. And then at that point, you would eventually turn them over in effect to a collection agency. That would affect their credit.
All right, so Randy, just a couple minutes left. They need to understand the $5.6 million would fund how much more jail space, and is this a continuing thing? Would it be an ongoing thing, or would it be ended after 3 years, 5 years, like a serial levy?
No, we want that to be a stable, long-term funding mechanism. So we didn't have an end to that to start. Mm-hmm. That we do now, we had to restructure our initiative a little bit. So we're putting a five-year cap on it at this point, and then we'd like to find a more stable and longer-term solution going forward. That would be the idea there. And as far as the jail, that would be full capacity, all complete.
All the pods would be open.
Completely run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all three pods.
And so this would obviously take voter approval, I'm guessing, is there a strong move to get this on the ballot for sometime this year?
Yeah, we are. We're in the it's been submitted to the county clerk. We're waiting for a response there. It'll go to the DA, and then it'll be posted. So we're about 13 days out, and we're six 7 days into that 13-day process.
All right. So if it gets voted on, would it be this May's election?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We still have to collect signatures, though, so we're really up against the time on this one.
Are there any concerns, Randy Shaw, about the effect on people with lower incomes? If it's 144 for the people with the biggest chunks of property and 144 with the people with the lowest chunks, of the smallest chunks of property, it could hit people with lower incomes a little harder, couldn't it?
It percentage-wise, it is actually a better situation for someone whose home is below $100,000 than it is as far as someone that has a, let's just say, a million-dollar home. I don't know. We don't have very many of those in Klamath County, but we'll just use that as an example. Here's the problem we ran into. When you do it in an ad valorem manner, you have different districts out there that have, some of them have more service-type fees put on, or not fees, but tax put on them. So pretty soon, when you add to that ad valorem, and it would be close to a dollar per thousand is what we would need to raise the funds, you reach compression.
All right. You start making the other districts reduce their property tax income. Got
that's
it.
That's correct.
All right. So as you mentioned, you're up against it time-wise, trying to collect petition signatures to get this onto the May ballot in Klamath County, but a $144 fee being discussed for jail operations in Klamath County. Randy L. Shaw is the chair of Citizens Organized for Public Safety, or COPS. Randy, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thanks for your time and efforts, Jeff.
All right, take care. We will take a short break and return with Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac. Then we'll talk about social justice and the search for it. That's coming up on the Jefferson Exchange.